This is the Agribusiness Report. I'm Tony St. James. I'm joined today by the Honorable Delegate, Stacy Plaskett, from the U.S. Virgin Islands. So great to see you.
It's good to see you. It's good to see you in person once
again. Oh,
isn't
it nice to get things reopened? And D.C. is really bustling.
It is. It is. Did you see the lines outside coming into the building?
We did. And bustling. Mm-hmm. Things are bustling back home. In the U.S. Virgin Islands. Tell us what's happening there.
Sure. You know, I was really excited this past Memorial weekend. We had our large agricultural food fair, food and farm agricultural fair in the Virgin Islands, which is the largest agricultural fair in the Caribbean. And so we have farmers and livestock owners who come from all over the Caribbean to be a part of it. And this year I was really excited to host several members of the Agriculture Committee who came down, staff who are tremendous, and the vice chair of the committee, Alma Adams, and of course, Salud Carbajal of California. It's so interesting to me that we can live in such tremendously disparate parts of the country, and there are some issues that are really very similar throughout the United States. So they had a chance to not just be at the fair, but have a roundtable discussion with USDA, our local Department of Agriculture, even our local legislators who are dealing with agricultural issues, and then also with the farmers themselves, and go to the farm and see what they're doing and working.
Swing back around to the USBI in just a moment, but first, let's back up because you mentioned some of the members on the House Ag Committee. You're on the House Ag Committee. Actually, serve as a chairwoman of a subcommittee for biotech, horticulture, and research.
Right.
So, what's been happening, kind of behind the scenes, if you will?
Sure. On our subcommittee, we're really gearing up for the Farm Bill that's coming up. So, having a lot of discussions with USDA to find out what worked in the last Farm Bill, what didn't. How to expand particular issues, legislation and funding in different areas, as well as looking at the research arm. Are we researching what's important to our farmers? Are we helping to give American farmers an edge over other farmers? You know, going out to small farms to see how they're operating organics. Even, you know, I'm one of those people who love to support organics, but also think that our pesticides and genetics is an important aspect of farming as well and trying to be supported there also. So really trying to get a handle on all of those to understand what's important, what's not. You know, I have legislation right now that expands the farm-to-table funding, farm-to-school funding, to ensure that our young people are getting the benefit of American farmers in their school lunch programs. And so these are some of the things that we're working on, looking at hemp, which is the all-elusive component of farming that's really new, seeing what's working and what's not working, but also making sure that those farmers who are doing the salad bowl things that actually feed us on a regular basis are being supported.
But they're having to do that back home in a drought. Seems like when we talk, drought is something that is kind of a recurring thing. Tell us about the drought.
Sure. When I first came to office, the following year there was a severe drought, you know, back in 2015, 2016. And when we went to USDA for support, we found out that the Virgin Islands was not part of the drought monitor. So because they had not been taking any information on our rainfall, they couldn't determine if, in fact, there was a drought. Of course, we could see that livestock were emaciated and dying and crops were failing, but how do you measure that against what had happened previously? So the first order of business was to actually put us on the drought monitor, which has happened. And so now we're recognizing that the times of drought are lengthening in the Virgin Islands, which is unusual in a Caribbean tropical area, but our farmers are trying to have to be creative about how to continually irrigate, how to preserve water, reverse osmosis, How do we utilize water to filtration from, you know, home uses, potable water? How do we bring it out to the fields after its use and really take full advantage of whatever water we can find?
You mentioned you went to USDA.
Mm-hmm.
Many would find this unbelievable because mm-hmm. we talk about our local FSA office, yet a local FSA office is either via plane or boat
right.
for your producers.
Yeah, you know, our producers have the difficulty, well, multiple difficulties being isolated on an island. The first is, of course, getting resources, technical support. We're grateful that we're expanding broadband, which also serves as a purpose in helping farmers right there, you know, where they can, if you have broadband, then the farmers can actually, through Zoom or through other mechanisms, be able to show and the technical support that they need to be able to use apps that are able to get information uploaded back to USDA offices. But we don't have that many in the Virgin Islands. We may have some officers, but not the support. That's either in Puerto Rico or in Florida for us. So farmers have the difficulty there. We, of course, have a lot of farmers who operate in an organic manner but are not organic certified. And that's because the ability to bring somebody over to certify it is problematic for a very small farmer. A farmer who only has like maybe an acre of crop that he's utilizing. How does he have the resources to be able to do that? And so we're trying to figure out ways to have farmers work in a cooperative manner, collectively. How do we bring people together as well as young people, right? And we're seeing that throughout the United States, that farming is aging, and that's a problem as well. And the young people have great ideas, and so we're trying to interest them in farming and trying to pair them with older farmers so they can provide the support that they need.
And that ties right into a hearing you were part of last week, talking about the young farmers and ranchers and beginning farmers, and it opened the door for some inequalities that we see as well.
Sure. You know, the inequalities are rampant throughout the life cycle of farming, whether it comes from credit, farm credit, loans, being able to purchase equipment. You know, we want to encourage younger people to get into farming, and there's a dearth of young folk who are involved in it. I just noticed today we have a lot of Future Farmers of America walking around here, and even among them, you don't see a range of ethnicities in the Future Farmers of America. We know particularly among black farmers that they are much more likely to be rejected from loans than white farmers are, as well as Hispanic farmers. And, you know, the number of land holdings that black farmers have in this country have diminished tremendously over time. Despite the difficulties, even at the very beginning of farming 100 years ago, where there were strict guidelines not to give black farmers loans and land to be able to farm. So we're trying to address some of that inequality and making sure that USDA is sensitive to the disparity in credit that they give, as well as to loans throughout the life cycle of farming, so that more farmers, you know, more farmers we have, the better it is for all of us. And so this is not to ensure that one group gets more than the other, but making sure that all farmers have the same opportunities so that we can grow farming in this country.
So great to see you. Thanks for all your work. It's been exciting watching your growth through Congress.
Yeah, right? You know, it's so interesting. When I decided to go on to the Agriculture Committee, I mean, I grew up in the city, right? I grew up in Brooklyn. Moving back to the Virgin Islands where my family is from and just recognizing the importance of farming there, that we were an agricultural culture at one point and are no longer such. And so trying to revive that and how important it is for our economy, you know, to have value-added food, for us to be able to export something rather just constantly importing our food, has been a real passion of mine. And who would have thought a girl from Brooklyn would be the chair of a subcommittee on the Agriculture Committee and really enjoying it.
So great to see you.
Good to see
Hope we get to see each other soon.
Yes, thank you.
Again, it's the Honorable Stacy Plaskett, delegate from the U.S. Virgin Islands, on today's Agribusiness Report.